Here's your drink.
Thank you.
You're always sneezing when you're here.
Yeah, I'm actually allergic to cats.
Oh my god, right. Okay, that's... Why don't you go hang out in the back room? There's less fur there.
The employee one?
Yeah.
But there are no cats there.
That's the point. But if you're really that pressed about it, you can take one of the hypoallergenic ones with you.
I feel very special.
You should. I don't usually do this. Poke your head out if you need a refill.
Okay. Wait, but then I can't talk to you.
I'm working anyway. I'll come hang out with you when my next worker gets here. You can take Jude with you if you want.
No, they're talking with their new boy...
Huh?
They're not actually dating, I don't think. I just kind of want them to.
That's my brother you're talking to right now?
Oh. Oops. I'll just be going to that back room now.
Have fun.
Not my fault if Nevaeh's brother is just Jude's type. What am I supposed to do, not cheer them on? It's you and me, Fluffy. You and me and this beautiful amalgamation of coffee and Pepsi. Mm. I know, it really shouldn't be this good. And, stop, Fluffy, you're knocking stuff off the table. Uh-uh. Nevaeh, we have a problem.
What's up?
I just found Providence's old mask in your fucking break room.
Oh, fuck. Mary Angel, look, I...
Providence must have been here.
Yeah. Yeah, must have.
Everyone here is in danger. What if this means she's targeting the cat's meow?
Oh, that's...
I have connections. I'll make sure this place is protected.
No, don't. Don't do that, please.
What? Why?
I'm an aspiring hero myself. I'd like to give it a go.
You want to give it a go against Providence?
Yes.
Well, at least let me be there to cheer you on.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to take Jude and Apollo their drinks.
Oh, right. Jude's here. That helps.
Helps what?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, just thinking out loud.
Right. Here you go. Enjoy.
Thanks, Nevaeh.
No problem. Need anything else? Should I light some candles to set the mood?
We're not...
Why would we light candles in a cat cafe? That's asking for a fire.
I was making fun of you, dumbass.
Oh.
anyway.
Yeah, I'll leave you alone.
Oh, what were we talking about again?
Hobbies, I think? And about how you have none.
I do too have hobbies. Like I said, I watch the news, sometimes.
I don't think that's a hobby.
Well, what is it then?
Unhealthy? Well, in this day and age. Don't you do anything for fun?
I mean, I have fun at my jobs.
You have two jobs, and you consider them to be your only source of fun. Am I hearing this right?
Is that bad?
Capitalism has claimed you, Jude. You need to break free of those chains.
Well, I can't just quit my jobs. One's important, and the other one makes me money.
Sorry, are you saying one of them doesn't make you money?
I mean, okay, not technically.
Oh my god.
Hey Jude, I have a favor to ask. Can you... Oh, is this...
No, it's not him. It's someone else. Apollo, meet Esty.
Esty?
Are you... open?
Apollo and I aren't... We're just friends.
Oh, you have a boyfriend.
No, well, yes, kind of.
Can I talk to you, Jude?
Oh, boy.
I thought I needed to be worried about you in this relationship. Do I need to be worried for Mosaic instead?
It's so complicated, Esty. Just... Mosaic wouldn't care. Just trust me.
Well, now I'm worried about you again.
No, it's not like... It's fine, Esty. Really, we're fine. And besides, me and Apollo aren't even together. We're just friends.
If you say so.
So, did you need something, or...
Oh, yeah. Come on, you can sit up on the way.
Aw, man.
Oh, quit your kvetching. Besides, you owe me one after I accidentally peer-pressured DCA into letting your boyfriend join the team.
Okay. Let me say goodbye to Apollo. Turns out I got run. Sorry, Apollo.
It's... no problem. really.
Nice meeting you, Apollo. Later.
Later.
Oh, wait. Can I get your number?
Oh, it's... yeah. Here.
Thanks, Apollo.
No problem.
So, what are we doing?
We have a super problem.
I figured as much.
Yeah, yeah. Here, change into your super suit in this alley. I'll stand watch.
How do you even know I have it on me?
You always have it on you, Jude.
Damn.
Just change, you goofball.
Okay. Tell me about the super problem.
All right, so I know liar isn't usually your domain, but...
Oh, boy.
But you've got to fight someone now that Mosaic's out of the picture.
What'd she do this time?
Convince Sentinel that he's her caretaker. He's too nice to quit the job since she's pretending she's helpless without him.
That's... Huh. And what does she gain from this exactly?
Well, now they're robbing a bank together.
The hell? Since when are liar's powers that strong?
Since she used it on someone who's as much of a putz as Pat.
Hey, don't be mean.
I didn't mean it like that. It's just, you know, well, he's not the brightest, you know, but we love him.
We love him.
And speaking of love, where is Mosaic? He should probably be in on this.
Oh, I don't actually have his number.
What the hell? Why not?
Like I said, it's complicated.
Oh, whatever. You ready to go?
What about you?
Oh, yeah, okay. You play lookout while I go change.
I'm on it.
Sentinel, it is not ableist to not push a villain's wheelchair into the bank she wants to rob.
Are you sure? She seems to think otherwise, and I want to listen to real disabled voices.
I love how hard you try.
Thank you.
Liar, let him go.
I don't think I will, actually.
In that case, Doc Sentinel!
Ah!
Is that a fucking gun?
No, it's a blaster. Heroes aren't allowed to have guns.
Did Val give you the okay on this?
Yes, actually. They said I need to be more offensive.
You always did go too easy on Mosaic.
And now you're going too easy on me.
Fuck!
Ah! Now that's a fucking gun!
Ow!
Sentinel, take her damn gun away!
I can't! It's a part of her wheelchair! It's wrong to touch someone's mobility aid without permission.
Oh, this is the most fun I've ever had being disabled.
Double trouble! I think it's time to summon another you.
On it! Hello? Hi. Let's kick Liar's ass. But she's in a wheelchair.
Are you kidding me?
She's evil. Just do it. Oh, all right. But this better not end up online.
Sentinel, take me away from here.
Okay.
Sentinel, stop.
It's my job, Solus.
No, it isn't.
Ooh, another martial arts DT.
Kung Fu, what about you?
Taekwondo.
Can you please use those martial arts on that damn villain?
Oh, yeah.
Barricade!
Damn it, Sentinel.
Hey, Barry, your boy. Tell Double Trouble to eat shit.
Eat shit, Double Trouble.
Hey, what's up?
Mosaic, help us out here, will you?
Sure. Where's Solus?
What do you mean? They're right behind me. Oh, shit.
I'll find them. Solus?
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why you're bleeding all over this alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. What's wrong?
Liar's wheelchair has a retractable firearm.
She shot you?
Only a little. I think it just grazed me. It's fine. I promise I won't die. It just hurts.
I didn't think I'd have to worry about you so much when I became a hero. Shame the world can cut you a break and give you a healing power.
Yeah.
The Double Troubles are now running back the way they came, seemingly looking for Solus and Mosaic, and there they are! Oh, and Sentinel's pushing Liar's wheelchair after them!
Why are you taking me back to the scene of the crime?
My friends need help, but I can't just leave a disabled person alone.
Okay, now that's ableist.
Liar, liar!
Here we fucking go.
What the fuck, liar? We were working on a treaty!
Yeah, but there's no treaty yet, so gotta get my crimes in while I still can.
Well, do me a favor and don't shoot my fucking partner next time, or else we're gonna have a problem.
Oh, you wanna be like that. Don't pretend you care about them.
I do. I love them, even.
Ugh, this whole thing is stupid. You wanna learn about the Paragons? Here. Solas, you're so obviously in love with Mosaic.
What? No. What are you talking about?
Okay, interesting. Seems like Solas and Mosaic are actually not a thing.
I mean, yes, I do love him. I'm just shy.
Solas, despite being the first to claim love in an earlier interview, now claims they're too shy to say it out loud when asked. We are learning so much about our beloved hero on this day.
Liar, I swear to God, if you mind controlled him.
You love him dearly, Solas. He's incredibly important to you. Now, tell him.
Stop!
Hey, don't worry, Mosaic. I don't feel any different. Guess I'm not as gullible as Sentinel.
You don't? Not even a little bit? She usually has at least some sway when she really puts her mind to this kind of thing.
Nope, I feel totally normal. What was she getting out of this anyway?
I don't know. Now leave, liar, before the cops get here and this gets even more complicated than it already is.
You don't have to tell me twice. Later, Sentinel.
Oh, we're actually not supposed to let the villains go. All right, she's gone. At least your Sentinel was normal again.
Am I ableist for saying it was rude to rob a bank?